Dip, 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 dip. Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la, puddle. Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la, puddle. Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la, puddle. Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la, puddle. Dip, 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 dip.
Good evening. This is the Labor Exchange, and I'm Dennis Kreese, a member of the Boulder Area Labor Council, AFL-CIO. The subject of tonight's program is November 21st, Uniting for Fair Food, National Day of Action for the Thanksgiving Season. And with us is Yacy Solis, labor organizer, Alliance for Fair Food, and Wilson Perez, farm worker and labor organizer, Coalition of Immokalee Workers, Immokalee, Florida. Yacy and Wilson, thank you for being on Labor Exchange at KGNU. Yacy and Wilson, let's do some background to begin the show. As per our past interviews, let's reacquaint the KGNU listening audience, especially new members, with the Coalition of Immokalee Workers. And with that said, when and where did the Coalition of Immokalee Workers originate, and why was this farm worker organization formed?
La coalición empezó de 1993 y aquí en el pueblo de Immokalee de este país.
So the Coalition of Immokalee Workers began here in Immokalee, Florida in 1993. And it was formed by a group of farm workers here in this community.
Empezó porque también para, bueno, es una organización ya como un grupo de trabajadores de México, de Guatemala y Haití, para eliminar lo que es los abusos en el trabajo que uno enfrenta piscando los tomates.
And so it was created when farm workers came together, farm workers in this community comprised primarily of people from Guatemala, Mexico, and Haiti, and they came together to talk about the abuses that farm workers were confronting every day in the field.
Okay, then just a little more background. Where is Immokalee, Florida? What kind of community is this? And why is Immokalee significant to the rest of the country?
Pues Immokalee está como aquí en esta área cerca de Miami, podríamos decir. Pero es un pueblo muy pequeño y también como es muy importante porque también hay muchos de los trabajadores, hay miles de trabajadores que están trabajando y alimentamos lo que es la gran parte del país, piscando los tomates, muchos diferentes verduras.
And so Immokalee is located in Southwest Florida. For those of you who are listening, it's about 2 hours away from Miami, which that hopefully puts it into perspective. And Immokalee, again, is a small town comprised of farm workers. It's a big agricultural town. And the reason why it's so important for the rest of the country is because although it's a small town, there are thousands of farm workers who live and work here. The town of Immokalee, you know, provides a large amount of fresh fruits and vegetables that are then distributed to the rest of the country.
All right, then, before I get the next question, this is just for the listening audience. You know, Immokalee, Florida, I did some little research on my own. It's northeast of Naples, Florida, and southeast of Fort Myers, for those of you who want to get on a map or your iPhone and check that out. Anyway, let me get into the Alliance for Fair Food. And, Yacy, this may be just only for you, but and Wilson as well. But what is the Alliance for Fair Food? What have been some of the results with the campaign for fair food? And how have conditions in the fields changed?
Yeah, so I will go ahead and answer the first part of that question. So what is the Alliance for Fair Food? And so the Alliance was reformed recently in November of 2014, when basically the three ally organizations to the CIW, which were traditionally Interfaith Action, which was people of faith coming together for farm worker justice. Just Harvest, which was an organization made up of food justice advocates and people who cared about where their food came from, who were also interested in becoming allies of the CIW, and of course the Student Farm Worker Alliance, students and young people across the country working in solidarity and partnership with the coalition. Those three organizations came together to form the Alliance for Fair Food, which is made up of people throughout the entire country who are working in partnership with the coalition through the Campaign for Fair Food, which calls on multi-billion dollar food corporations to join with farm workers to ensure, you know, human rights for farm workers within their supply chain. And so we have a huge network of people throughout the country. Really, actually, we have a really strong fair food group in Denver, and they do a lot of organizing work and, of course, follow the leadership of the coalition, but we work side by side to advance the campaign. And so that is the Alliance for Fair Food, and I'll let Wilson talk a little bit about some of the changes that we've seen as a result of the campaign.
Okay.
Bueno, pues los cambios que hemos visto básicamente durante estos años de lucha, hemos visto muchos cambios, ya que los trabajadores temen con eso. Ya tenemos como un nuevo día para los trabajadores. Podríamos decir, hablar de eso como los de nuevos derechos que normalmente un trabajador debería de tener en el trabajo.
And so now, after these 20 years of struggle to eradicate the abuses that farm workers are facing, farm workers for the first time are seeing a new day in the fields where we, for once, have a voice and are able to have power over the situations that happen to us in our workplace.
Okay, then, let's move into the main content of the show. November 21st, United for Fair Food, National Day of Action for the Thanksgiving season. Yacy and Wilson, what will be the primary focus goal of this National Day of Action on this coming Saturday, November 21st, 2015, and beyond that? Why is it important for all families throughout the United States to understand the urgency of justice, not charity, for the women, men, and their families who harvest the food on their tables for Thanksgiving and all other meals on an ongoing basis?
Bueno, porque, bueno, para nosotros es muy importante y el enfoque es contra las corporaciones, Publix y Wendy's, y este, bueno, pues que queremos justicia por ellos, ¿no? Porque también con justicia podemos cambiar muchas cosas, podemos tener muchos cambios en el trabajo. Y teniendo la caridad, creo que nomás eso, por ejemplo, Publix en estos días va a estar donando mucha comida en la Acción de Gracias, pero también eso ayuda, creo que nomás un día para un trabajador y el siguiente día pues tendría hambre. En cambio, con justicia podemos cambiar muchas cosas y eso también sería por un buen tiempo.
So the primary focus of the Uniting for Fair Food National Day of Action is to call on corporations such as Wendy's and Publix to join the Fair Food program, and you know to finally come to the table and listen to farm workers and come to an agreement where we can ensure that there is justice for us. And we want to really highlight the importance of asking for justice. And not just being happy with the charity that these corporations are giving to our communities. For example, we know Publix now for the Thanksgiving season does a lot of work to promote the charity work that it prides itself for. And just to give you an example, Publix spends a lot of money, millions of dollars, ensuring that families, a lot of farm worker families, have food for Thanksgiving. And although this may be an immediate solution to hunger and poverty, the workers may be fed for one day, the next day that worker, again, is going to be hungry. And so we see, charity as, a temporary solution, but ultimately we're asking for justice, something that's going to be at the root of it all, something that will change conditions so much and be such a transformation that workers no longer have to depend on charity. And so that's what we're asking. We're asking for long-term solutions to our poverty and powerlessness. And that is, with these corporations joining with us with the Fair Food Program that is transforming the lives of thousands of workers throughout the country.
All right, then, Yacy and Wilson, where will all of these National Day of Action protests take place? Geographic locations, cities and states, and who were some of the consumers, consumer allies who will also participate in these protests? And just to finish up there with this set of questions, who is the Student Farm Worker Alliance and how active will they be on November 21st?
So the National Day of Action is, you know, implicit in the name. It's national. There's going to be many different cities across the country who will be taking partaking one way or another in this National Day of Action together with farm workers. And so we have a really strong base in Florida, where we're based, of course. And so there's going to be really sizable actions in Miami, Tampa, Orlando, and Jacksonville. And the CAW will be present in all those actions. In Miami, we're hoping to have about 300 people come out in solidarity with farm workers, calling on Publix and Wendy's to join this human rights program that is, of course, transforming the lives of many workers in Florida and beyond. But we're also, you know, looking to our national network of allies, and there will be actions happening in Columbus, Ohio, in Nashville, in Denver. There'll be the Denver Fair Food folks will be doing a social media action, and there's, you know, there's a lot of other cities that will be also partaking, and, you know, that's all this information is on our website, both on the Alliance for Fair Food website and the Student Farm Worker Alliance website. And so to answer the question about the Student Farm Worker Alliance, so the Student Farm Worker Alliance is the youth and student arm of the Alliance for Fair Food, and I work specifically with the Student Farm Worker Alliance, and we just connect students and young people to the campaign, make sure that they are plugged in and that they know they have a powerful voice within their universities and their high schools and their communities to actively seek justice for farm workers and work together in partnership with them. And so students, of course, in March launched a national student boycott against Wendy's. And so students, of course, will be spreading the word about the boycott in terms of the Wendy's campaign and trying to get more students to join, and also with Publix just taking action and making sure that their communities are aware that Publix for 6 years has refused to join this program. And so students will definitely be taking a large role, as they always do in these National Days of Action.
All right, then. For those of you who've joined us late, this is the Labor Exchange, and I'm Dennis Kreese, a member of the Boulder Area Labor Council, AFL-CIO, and the subject of tonight's program has been November 21st, Uniting for Fair Food, National Day of Action for the Thanksgiving season. And with us is Yacy Solis, labor organizer, Alliance for Fair Food, and Wilson Perez, farm worker and labor organizer, Coalition of Immokalee Workers, Immokalee, Florida. Yacy and Wilson, let's get into the, you know, the kind of the crux and the core of this National Day of Action, Publix and Wendy's. Let me begin with Publix, which is a large supermarket chain in the southeast United States. But let's go a little more into this. Who is Publix, and why have they not signed the Coalition of Immokalee Workers Fair Food Agreement? And how has the Coalition of Immokalee Workers utilized the social media, Twitter, to get dozens of allies to join the conversation during Publix's Thanksgiving Twitter chat? In other words, saying, let's trade your recipes for justice. Go ahead.
Bueno, es Publix, que pues es una corporación muy grande, 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 y también como es basado, como vende sus tomates, como un supermercado. Entonces, es uno grande, pero también donde compran muchos tomates aquí de la Florida. Y bueno, pues sabemos que en estos días está, como tiene sus, ya está basado en Norte Carolina, pero también, por eso nosotros estamos contra ellos, porque también es uno de los grandes que compra los tomates, pidiendo lo que es lo mismo, ¿no? La justicia y todo eso.
And so Publix is one of the largest supermarket corporations in the country. It's one of the top 10, and they are, of course, based in Florida, where the Fair Food Program was born and the CAW's, you know, struggle for human rights and justice was born. And so we, for the last 6 years, have been pressuring them to join this program, and Publix, of course, has refused to do so, while, you know, of course, trying to expand their stores outside of Florida into states like North Carolina, for example, And they have done that without taking responsibility for the workers here in their home state.
All right, then. Let's move into the other culprit here, Wendy's. This is a fast food company headquartered in Dublin, Ohio, a suburb of the capital, Columbus, Ohio, and is considered one of the world's five fast food companies. What is the coalition of Immokalee workers asking of Wendy's? How have they responded to this issue? And as before, any change from last year?
Bueno, también Wendy's es también uno de los restaurantes de comida rápida. Y bueno, también estamos pidiendo lo mismo a ellos, que ya que pues hoy tenemos ya como 14 corporaciones y hemos pedido también lo que es el centavo, un código de conducta y también cero tolerancia a la esclavitud moderna y en el acoso sexual también. Y estamos pidiendo lo mismo con Wendy's, pero Wendy's también ha tenido una reacción como, bueno, no se ha tenido una respuesta como que sí o no, pero nos han negado todo lo que hemos hecho, ¿no? Mandamos cartas, hacemos protestas, pero también, pues, como nos ha dado lo que es la espalda.
And so, just as with Publix, the CIW is asking Wendy's to join the Fair Food Program. And what that means in terms of, you know, real demands is that Wendy's pay an extra penny per pound for the tomatoes they're buying in Florida from the farms that are participating in the Fair Food Program, and that penny get distributed down the supply chain to the farm workers who are harvesting their produce. And they're also asking that Wendy's commit to purchasing from farms that are participating in the program and uphold a code of conduct that was designed by farm workers that would include zero tolerance for sexual harassment and zero tolerance for modern-day slavery. Also, you know, demanding that throughout this entire process, workers have a voice. And so we've been demanding that of Wendy's for over 2.5 years now, and Wendy's has only just turned their backs on the farm workers who make their profits possible. They haven't ever come to the table with farm workers and tried to have a dialogue with us, although there's 14 other corporations who have already joined this program. Four of those 14, they're major fast food competitors, and we still haven't heard a response from Wendy's or have seen them take any steps to ensure human rights for farm workers within their tomato supply chain.
All right, then. Yacy and Wilson, today, Monday, November 16th, 2015, and I got this from your website and email the other day, breaking. Coalition of Immokalee workers allies to march on New York City offices of Wendy's chairman, Nelson Peltz. So again, today, Coalition of Immokalee workers and allies marched through the heart, or are presently maybe marching through the heart of New York City from a Wendy's franchise to the office of Nelson Peltz. Could you give an update on this action if you have received any information? And what is the human rights program?
¿Qué es el programa que están pidiendo? Bueno, ahorita creo que también están en la mera acción y sabemos que también allá está haciendo una acción grande. Hay mucha participación de muchos estudiantes, gente de fe, muchos consumidores, mucha gente que está participando allá y pues es lo que sabemos por ahora, pero también como ahorita están como haciendo lo que es la protesta.
So currently right now we don't have an update on how the action went because right now the action is actually taking place in New York right now. And so we know there are several CIW members there who are being joined by people of faith and students and community organizations in New York that are all coming together to march on the office of Wendy's chairman, Nelson Peltz. And so we don't have an update to give you yet, but we know it's going to be very very big and very hopefully very instrumental to the Wendy's campaign. And hopefully we could hear from Wendy's after this action.
And again, you know, you don't have to spend a lot of time on it. I know it's pretty lengthy, but the human rights program that's part of a coalition of Immokalee workers, activism. Go ahead.
Pues el programa por comida justa también estamos fallando con lo que es el programa basado como allá, ¿no? Siguiendo lo que es la lucha con esa corporación.
And so the human rights program that we're talking about is the Fair Food Program. And so that's the program that the CAW has created to ensure that farm workers within the supply chain have basic human rights. And there's 14 corporations that have already joined this program. And so that's what we've been asking of Wendy's, and what we're asking Wendy's leadership, such as Nelson Peltz, to do is to commit Wendy's to abide by the Fair Food Program within their tomato supply chain.
All right, then. I want to get now into, you know, we have plenty of time left and we can spend a good bit of time on this because I think it's, again, another core of, you know, all workers, but especially the farm workers that are part of the coalition of Immokalee workers in Immokalee, Florida. So as before in our interviews, Yacy and Wilson, let's revisit the work. Could you describe a normal day for a farm worker in Immokalee, Florida, and how are they paid?
Bueno, un día de un trabajador es como levantar bien temprano desde las 4 de la mañana, buscar un trabajo en el parqueadero que tenemos aquí en Immokalee, donde llegan muchos de los autobuses para buscar un trabajo. Y básicamente, como te llevan y llegas en el trabajo a las 6 de la mañana y empiezas a trabajar a las 10 de la mañana a piscar los tomates, y ahí donde también lo que enfrentas lo que es la calor, lo que es la golpiza, el robo de salario, el maltrato de las contratistas y también como nada más ganando 45 centavos por una cubeta de tomate.
And so traditionally, this has been the day of a farm worker in Immokalee, waking up really early in the morning, anywhere from 4 to 5, in order to try to get on a bus that will take you out to the fields. And you would, you know, go to this parking lot where the buses are stationed, and you would try to find work that way. And once you would finally find work for the day, you would get on a bus, and the bus would take you to the field. Which could be, you know, anywhere from 40 to an hour or more away from the place where you're stationed. And once you get there, you know, you get there around 6 o'clock in the morning or so, and you don't actually start to harvest the tomato until it's dry, so about 10 or 11. And so when you actually start harvesting the tomato, of course, it's very physical and very hard work. You're bent all day picking tomatoes, lifting it, you know, in a bucket that is very heavy. You're lifting it up on your shoulder, and you're exchanging tomato buckets for tickets that are then counted at the end of the day, which then translates into your wage. And so farm workers are not only having to deal with, you know, this very hard work, but they also encounter many different types of abuses, for example, you know, verbal and physical violence, sexual harassment, and in extreme cases, there have been, situations of modern-day slavery in the fields. And so, you know, workers have to deal with that, but also, you know, they're getting paid very low wages. And so traditionally, workers were paid anywhere from 40 to 45 cents per bucket of tomatoes, which weighs about 32 pounds.
And if I'm, I think it's a foregone conclusion. I think we've mentioned this before, but there is no access to medical care or benefits for whoever you're picking for. Is that correct?
Sí, exactamente. Como no teníamos esos derechos como tener sombra en el trabajo, salud como seguridad, de tener el derecho de tomar agua, a tener un descanso cuando uno se siente enfermo en la casa, esos derechos no había para los trabajadores.
That's right. So before the Fair Food Program existed and was in place, workers didn't have any access to medical care or benefits. They also didn't have access to basic human rights needs like water, shade, the right to form health and safety committees on the job. And so that was never allowed, while you were in the field. But now with the Fair Food Program, of course, those are all new rights that workers are seeing.
All right, then. And Victor mentioned it, and I just know from being a labor's union in terms of working construction, but, you know, farm workers I've gone by out here in the eastern part of Colorado, I've seen them in the fields when it's really hot. But yeah. Let's emphasize to this listening audience, it is hard. It is physically demanding type of work. And if there is another penny a pound that Wendy's could easily give, I think if a good farm worker, if they're hustling and everything and they get the time, they get a ton of tomatoes picked a day, that would mean another $20 a day, which would be huge and make a big difference for that farm worker and his family.
Yep.
Anyway, let's move on now to a summary. Yacy and Wilson, in the context of this radio show, what kind of final message do both of you and all the coalition of Immokalee workers want to send to this KGNU listening audience about tonight's subject, November 21st, Uniting for Fair Food, National Day of Action for the Thanksgiving season?
Pues, básicamente lo que queremos, o que también desde aquí de Immokalee, que pedimos a todos los, a toda la audiencia que está escuchándonos ahora, que también pues que nos apoyen, ¿no? Que estén con nosotros para el 21, que es la acción que vamos a hacer grande, que también nos apoyen, y con eso es una forma también de ayudar a lograr tener muchos cambios más para muchos de los trabajadores. Pero también no solo este fin de semana tenemos eso, sino que también como más adelante vamos a tener mucho más acciones, protestas, lo que sea, en contra de esas corporaciones.
And so the ask coming from farm workers here in Immokalee is that allies throughout the country and also in Denver can join us on November 21st to take action against Publix and Wendy's, demanding that they give justice to workers and support the Fair Food Program. And so that's what we're hoping people will be able to do is join us on this day, whether it's taking action outside of a Wendy's, or, you know, just joining us on social media and spreading the word that way. And not only just joining us for November 21st, but also joining us in this struggle, because we know that, you know, it's not a struggle that is just a one-day thing, something that we're hoping that we can all join together, you know, until we finally see justice in the fields. And I would add that for anyone listening, if you're close to Denver, there is a local fair food group in Denver, Denver Fair Food, and they, you know, are always looking for new members, for people to join with them and plan local actions. And I know for November 21st, they are planning on doing a social media action and getting the word out that way. And so I encourage you all to look them up on Facebook. It's Denver Fair Food. And get in touch with them that way.
All right, then. Yacy and Wilson, thank you for being on the Labor Exchange at KGNU. And for those of you who have joined us even later, the subject of tonight's program was November 21st, Uniting for Fair Food, National Day of Action for the Thanksgiving season. With us was two special guests, Yacy Solis, labor organizer, Alliance for Fair Food, and Wilson Perez, farm worker and labor organizer, Coalition of Immokalee Workers, Immokalee, Florida. If you have any comments about this show or any other show on KGNU, please call 303-447-9911. And next week, Monday, November 23rd, 2015, please listen to La Lucha Sigue at 6 p.m. This has been Labor Exchange, and I am Dennis Kreese for KGNU Boulder, KGNU Denver, and KGNU.org. Get a job.